Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
From Under the Rock Studios in Los Angeles, California, this is The Strange Chameleon Show, a podcast with style, soul, and sarcasm, along with laughter, love, and listen! Follow them now on iTunes. I promise, you won't, I mean, you will be entertained.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the Strange Chameleon Show.
It is Sunday, the 5th of August.
That's right. That is correct. I am the Chameleon.
And this is Strange. This is our first show on LA Talk Radio, but you can catch more of us on iTunes and SoundCloud. So check us out at strangechameleonshow.com.
Check us out.
And without further ado, let's get to it.
Today in news, in the news today, it's too damn hot.
It sure is. It's too hot to be alive nowadays, Chameleon.
Yeah.
And now I think most of the listeners right now can agree. But if we think this is bad, now imagine having the worst heat wave in the year of 1858.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
That was way before I was born.
Way before. Yeah, for sure. Way before I was born as well. Now, 1858 in London was the worst summer heat wave in history. I'm talking about no TV. I'm talking about no TV.
Yeah, you already said that. Yeah.
No refrigeration. Fan, forget an AC or a water system. Okay, now if you think MacArthur Park Lake is bad, which by the way it is, it has been tested to have higher levels of bacteria than your average toilet.
Wow.
Right, so, but the river thing.
Get in the mix of that.
Or do you? I don't know.
That's true.
The River Thames had everything from decomposing animals to industrial waste properly.
Mix all that up in a stew and you're ready to hit the road. Long trip.
So for that reason, it was named the Great Stink.
The Great Stink.
Yes, by the locals there it was named. But that's not all, okay? The residents drew their drinking water from the Thames and the river channels it connected to. So that's not smart. But, of course, they had no other choice, you know? I mean, what's a Londoner?
Londoner, yeah.
In 1858 to do, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, boy, it's a big stink up here.
Yes, it is.
But now they try to act all high posh now. But it's like, please, who do you think you're fooling? Because now we know the truth. The big stink.
Right. The big stink is the truth. Well, you know, the Wi-Fi in theme parks is going on. What are your thoughts on Wi-Fi itself? I mean, you like
what?
It, you don't like it?
I think in like 50 years from now, we're going to see a lot of studies or proof from 50 years from now that it probably affected our health one way or another. All I can tell you is when I turn the Wi-Fi on my phone, I get headaches, and I'm not really prone to getting headaches. Like, that's
really
not. Yeah, I don't really suffer from any migraines or anything like that, but if I turn the Wi-Fi on, I get headaches for some weird reason.
That's so weird. You know, and then when I turn the Wi-Fi on, my leg just kind of elevates. It's so weird. We just turn on the Wi-Fi and my leg just kind of rises.
Does it twitch?
Yeah, it does a little twitching too because it's trying to find a connection. So all of a sudden I'm just walking down the street just like, oh man.
Trying to
What's
find
going
a connection.
On, brother? What's going on? You got Wi-Fi? No. But
oh
Wi-Fi
gosh.
Is getting all over the theme parks now.
Yeah,
you know, Six Flags kind of done. They did the Wi-Fi, you know, migration kind of construction back in 2016. So they've been doing it, and what they really want to do, kids.
What do they really want to do?
Is be involved in something greater in the Wi-Fi connection. You know, because if you do a what do they call those selfies? Do selfies.
Yes.
And then if you do a selfie and then you're in the theme park, you know, they like that and they promote, and then you put it on Facebook Live and all that. They have a connection to Facebook Live and all your friends and so forth with the permission, and then boom, it starts escalating, and then they kind of say, hey, go to Six Flags, and you know, so everyone's kind of jumping on board. It's a big financial opportunity.
Oh, it's like a hidden bonanza.
Yeah.
Bonanza. Who says that? I do.
Only bonanza.
Only bonanzas.
Yeah. I mean, Disneyland is jumping on board. The resort. Universal Studios. They got Wi-Fi hotspots. Can you believe it? Even Starbucks is getting on board with this. Wait a minute. They were already on board with the Wi-Fi thing.
I don't know if that's such a good idea, though.
Yeah.
I mean...
Any of you guys been to Wi-Fi over to Starbucks, of course, I can't find a spot. I can't sit anywhere. Everyone's taken up. Everyone's got business meetings. Everyone's got something going on over there. And I'm like, wait a minute. How come I didn't get the memo? Where's my memo?
Why wasn't I invited?
Exactly.
What the heck?
It's, but everyone just has something going on. I'm like, wait a minute. What's going on here? Is this like a new click thing at the Starbucks? So I'm always like, you know, now investing in their projects, you know. Just kidding.
But now you do kind of help them out a little bit, don't you?
Oh, I do. Yeah. With my company, PL Systematic Services. What I do is all the Wi-Fi installation you can think of. So from all the cabling to all the terminations and to all of the beautiful signals that you see out there, or you feel in my case.
Yeah, you're like
I do
the
it all.
Real life.
But
Larry the cable
it's definitely
guy.
An opportunity for me, though, because there's been a lot of projects open for that. And so I've been doing a lot of Wi-Fi projects, you know, not necessarily in the theme parks, but there's also opportunities in other businesses regarding that, because everyone's jumping on board for it.
You're a chameleon by night.
I am.
Larry the cable guy by day.
That's right. That's right. Catch me cutting cables sometime. Nah, I'm just kidding.
Didn't you actually do that?
Oh, you're going to bring up that? No.
We can't name the company.
No, we can't name the company. But yeah, back a long time ago, I just wanted to see what their security was, really. Their security was not very good, even though they have like all these suits and they think they're like, you know, big shot guys and they're walking around and everything. I just want to see how good they were. So I kind of cut a cable right in broad daylight. I just cut it. I was like, there you go. You know, I knew the cameras were watching. I just wanted to see if they would do anything.
I just wanted to make sure if they were watching.
Exactly. And then so when they finally caught me at the end of my install, really, it took that long. I was there for like 2 hours. And then they're like, wait a minute. No connection. And so finally they got to me, they saw, they traced it, and they're like, hey, and they tried to threaten me and all this. And I was like, really? I was just checking your guys' security because it didn't seem very good. You know what? I was all hush-hush. I was like, you know, I work for the NSA. I'm just telling you, bro, just
no, you...
just chill. I'm just doing one of those drills.
Undercover.
Undercover.
Quiet cables program.
Undercover cabler.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
But though. Yeah.
But now, how much does it cost for an access point?
Well, they're all different kind of costs. They range from like you can get ones that are like around your house and so forth, or maybe like at a commercial, you can get those for a few hundred. But the ones over at the theme parks, they'll cost you about $3,000 a pop. And only one can get to a range of like, what do they say up in the business here? About 250 to 500 customers.
Wow.
Just for one. It's crazy,
all
huh?
All those people. And now they're banking on this. Well, also, you know, it, like you said, it is a way to promote their stuff. So
that is right.
Yeah. And then they get more customers. And hey, look how much fun we had at Disneyland, or look how much fun we had at Universal Studios. Look how much you're missing out on.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, I mean,
it does tempt me.
Smart marketing technique strategy.
That's right. No, sure. It is definitely very clever. But it tempts me as well because I, you know, it's so hot out there and I'm like, you know what? I kind of want to go to a theme park. You
right.
know? And now I'm thinking about it.
And we were. Now we want to go to a water park.
That's right. And, a water park, theme park.
Now, because it is hot, also places to go are the theaters. And this movie pass is really making... What are you doing, Chameleon?
Got to do a couple push-ups before we get started.
Oh, my gosh.
We got to do this right. I told you.
One, two, three. Boom. That's it. That's all you can
all
do.
All right. No, I did like 300 right there.
No, you did three.
I did 300. No. Yeah, because each push-up is about 100 in my chameleon years. You gotta see it from my point of view.
Okay, whatever you say. Well, MoviePass, for those that don't really know what it is, it's a subscription service that allows you to watch movies in theaters at a price of only $9.95, but it's now in danger of being delisted from the NASDAQ exchange. Now, they also have like $7 subscription monthly payments, and you can go in and see about 3 movies a month, but now they upped it up to $15 just recently, trying to stay alive.
$15? Good Lord, that's a lot of money.
A lot, yeah. Well, compared to their old price. But now the thing with this is you can't really see. You're restricted on what kind of movies to watch. Like the newest blockbusters, I don't think you can watch them because they're blocking them off. So it's like, yeah, our prices are cheap. We have a great program, subscription. But you still need to pay up full price to catch like the newest, hottest. For example, Tom Cruise might be a little upset about this, okay? Because you might not be able to see.
Oh, boy, here it comes.
They said they're blocking big blockbuster films, and, you know, he is one of the latest
blockbusters.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's definitely a
so,
big actor.
This happened after MoviePass parent companies Helios and Matheson blasted theaters for exorbitant prices, end quote, and, quote, overpriced concessions. Oh, no, they didn't.
Oh, no, they didn't.
And now MoviePass stocks are now down. So get this, 99% in a few weeks. So they plummeted almost 100% in a
Jeez.
Few weeks. Yeah, this is, like, not good. Now, because of their subscription prices, again, this is all the reason why it went up from about $10 to $15. But here's the thing now. There are plenty of services like Hulu, Amazon, Netflix to watch movies for, you know, very low price. And it's important to mention the fact that movies like Edward Cinema have matinee prices for $5 per ticket. Okay, and AMC
it's
has
not too
a,
bad.
No, no, no. And AMC has a $5 Tuesday deal, which is now permanent. It used to be a summer deal they had, and now it's permanent.
Okay.
They announced. So it started off, you know, but they saw how popular it was, so they capped it. And yes, the food is expensive for a box of plain nachos with nothing special. It's like $10, but you can buy a box of nacho fries at Taco Bell for $5 with a drink and sneak it in. So
sneak in.
Whatever.
The thrill of sneaking things in. But now, like, at certain spots in L.A., you can just, like, bring it in. They'll allow it. Like, hey, I just got this, like, you know, chalupa going on, you know, and I really don't want to leave it out in the car. It's hot. It's
going to
spoil.
Melt.
Yeah. You don't want it when I return. I can't eat that.
It's going to have, like, all sorts.
But then they'll be like, yeah, sure, no problem. They bring it in. I think, what was the spot? Starts with a big C.
Carl's Jr.?
No, that's not it. The movie theater. Cinemark or something like that?
Oh, Cinemark, okay.
Something like that. But they allow it. Certain spots, they'll allow you to sneak things in.
Or, that's nice.
Yeah. It's not really sneaking when they know about it. So
right.
It kind of kills it. You're like, what, you can?
I saw a video on, it was trending on social media, WorldStar. It's on Instagram. I follow them because they have lots of funny videos. And you saw a couple carrying, what do they call those? Like where you carry a baby?
A baby carrier?
A baby carrier.
All right. Yeah. Got it.
Okay, one of those.
Are you guys picturing this? All right.
And they put a blanket over it. And okay. then when they were inside, they uncovered the baby carrier, and they had all sorts of snacks, and they were passing it to each other. It was kind of cool.
Ah,
I was like, man.
A little creative.
They got
kid.
Very creative.
That's
yeah,
cool.
Very creative. But, you know, so there are other ways. But really, in all seriousness, when you go to the movie theaters, you're paying for an experience.
That's true.
You know, when you create a free-for-all system, or should I say in this case, cheap-for-all, it kind of devalues the market, in my opinion. So, you know, I try to sneak in food the best I can. However, for example, I'll buy a drink.
Mm-hmm.
Do my part, you know, just give back a little bit.
Okay.
No, but
that's very kind of you.
But honestly, you know, again, there's $5 Tuesday deal at AMC. Shout out to them. And Edward Cinemas, matinee prices. But for example, I mean, there is a cost to maintain clean, beautiful velvet seats, a big screen with powerful surround sound. You know, it's all an experience. And let me tell you, this brings back memories when I was in high school when bootleg movies were the thing.
Oh, yeah. Remember those
DVDs.
Days.
But here's the problem.
Never really did it, but...
Good.
I bought it.
Okay, well...
I mean, I bought it from a friend that knows a friend.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you...
I didn't buy anything.
Unknowingly...
That's right.
...took part in a crime.
Yeah. Sure, we can say that.
No, but
there's a history behind me. Yeah.
No, it's not a secret. I mean, a lot of people do this, and I know that I had classmates, high school friends that would do it. But now when I would go, I would watch a movie like once a month, right? And when I would watch X, Y, and Z movie, whatever it was,
right,
I would tell my friends like, oh, I saw this movie. Oh, man, it was great. And I would brag about it. And then they'd be like, it was all right. It was okay. I'm like, what do you mean it was okay? Did you
not
see it?
Oh, my goodness.
Like, don't even get me started. And then I would...
the fear in your eyes. And she's like,
the
okay.
intensity. No, because it was, like, really great movies. I love films. And then I would ask them point blank, you saw it on bootleg, didn't you?
Oh.
And they're like, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's, you see, so it takes away from the experience. So, really, what's the point in... buying a $5 film on the street when
right.
you can use that on Tuesday at an AMC theater
yeah.
and get the full experience, for example. Whatever.
My thing now is just wait until Netflix has it and then no. I'll pick
you
it
mean
up from
Red
there.
Box.
Redbox, yeah. Netflix, whichever. That's the new thing now. I mean, it's yeah. just really kind of taking over and you don't get the experience. People want to have their own experience. That's why they rent movies from Netflix and so forth because they want to spend it with their partners or partner, plural, right?
Partners.
But singular, I mean, you know. So, you know, because you've got a bunch of partners,
breakdown.
It's a little, you know, different story. But but definitely everyone's kind of just kind of, you know, coming together with that. And I think that's a very good point you were making.
Right. Yeah, it's just...
bootleg's the way to go. That's all.
No, I did not say that. I said the exact opposite.
You know, if I jumped off a bridge with a parachute, would you jump too?
No. Well, wait a minute.
Without the parachute, right?
No, I'm just kidding. No, but again, it costs millions of dollars to have these blockbuster films made. So, you know, you gotta... It's an experience, like I said. It is what it is. Well, in other news.
In other news. Did you hear about the stabbing? There was 3 Marines that got stabbed, like at a bar in San Clemente.
Yeah, I did hear about that. So here's what I want to know.
Yeah.
What happened to their training?
Exactly. I mean, I was thinking the same thing. I was like, wait a minute, you got 3 Marines
right.
that come take down like an army of, you know, whoever.
Right.
And they can be able to, you know, break it to the judo and do some kung fu
exactly.
stuff or something. You know, they're Marines. But how did 3 of them get killed?
No.
They didn't die. They just got stabbed.
Yeah,
okay. They didn't die.
They got the suspect and he was arrested for attempted murder.
Okay.
But, I mean, Tommy the Green Ranger could kick everyone's
ass.
Oh,
here we go.
I'm telling you, okay? Don't mess with the Rangers.
With the Rangers.
No, yeah.
That was one guy in the 90s.
Well, they're coming back.
They're coming back.
Making a comeback.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
Tommy has joined forces.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah.
That's cool. Well,
Jason David Frank.
All right. Take it easy. Take it easy. Born July 4th, 1984.
Or no, whatever. I don't know that much.
Okay.
But
sure.
I just want to know why couldn't they fight this one guy? I mean, you got three people. Someone can tackle.
Cut him some slack. I mean, they probably just got off a flight. They got a little, you know, druzy, and they just wanted to have a beer and kind of get more druzy. And
maybe it was like endless
boozy.
Training. It
yeah.
could be endless training.
That's true. I mean, they train so much, and then the opportunity comes, but they're just so tired.
And sleep deprivation.
Yeah, sleep deprivation.
Sleep.
Exactly.
Can you say it?
I'm deprived from my vocal abilities. Need to drink the liquids.
H2O, baby. H2O.
H2O.
Well, something is going on in Iowa.
Wow. Tell me about it.
Why don't you tell me
okay.
about it?
Well, sure. I can do that too. Neighbors called cops on a girl selling cookies in Iowa.
Uh-uh.
And
you know what? Their neighbors should be called Iowa Little Girl an Apology.
Yeah.
Ha.
That's funny.
Well, who does that? Okay. Apparently, it had to do with traffic.
Oh, okay. So too much traffic going on in the neighborhoods. Isn't there a school nearby? I mean, I'm sure they have kids that go through a school and there's a lot of traffic through there.
Right. Well, they didn't mind that. Cars, they said, neighbors claimed that these cars were kind of stopping a little too abruptly. So kind of like pulling into driveways, nearly knocking this girl down
okay.
on a tricycle type of... That's
wow.
what they claim. Okay, that's what they
that's
claim.
That's what they're claiming. Okay.
And that's why they called the cops. But you know what? It seems like no one can talk to each other nowadays. No one is just willing to communicate like, hey, ma'am, your daughter's business is booming. I'm glad. But listen, since then, there are cars that are just zooming past my driveway. You're nearly hitting my kid.
Exactly.
Could you maybe move her somewhere? You know what I mean?
Different location. Can you try the back where people
it's
can just go straight? Like, yeah.
A danger concern. Kids are now being, you know, jeopardized. Here, I signed a petition of all these parents.
Whoa.
You know what? I don't know.
All
just
right.
at least have a face-to-face conversation.
Exactly.
But going to the cops is a bit extreme, in my opinion.
I think so, too. You know what? She was just jealous because
exactly.
she didn't get percentage on the cookie sales because it was doing so
There's
well.
There's no royalty for you.
Yeah, because you live on the block. You think you need part of Jenny from the block, you need a little piece of her too because
well,
she lives on your block or something?
Jenny from the block would have marched down to that woman that called the cops.
Oh, yeah.
And told her what's up.
Told her what's up, exactly.
Okay.
I mean, what would you do in a situation like that?
That's what I would have done.
Yeah? Oh, okay, perfect. Good to know.
No, it's just
so I don't need to bring my pistol and come out with like, no, I don't need to do that,
you
right?
You can leave your BB gun at home.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
My squirt gun and my water guns. Okay, good.
Yeah, it's
Super
just,
soaker. Oh, I love the Super Soakers.
You did?
Yeah.
I never played with those.
Yeah, played with all of them.
They were above my pay.
I was a lonely kid. Here, son, play with this.
Okay, Dad. Brady
well,
Bunch.
Brady exactly. Bunch. The Brady Bunch. Dun-dun-dun.
The Brady Bunch.
Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Well, their home made headlines.
Their staged home. Come on.
Okay, you're
Let's
right.
get politically correct here. They just staged it for the Brady Bunch, but it was such a landmark, you know?
For sure.
And it's been around for a while, you know, like the Full House. I think they're renting it out now, but it was like a model, a landmark as
oh,
well
yeah.
for that show.
Yeah, for sure. I know it was on the market earlier this week for almost $2 million.
Whoa.
And because, okay, the homeowners that were there residing for over 45 years
mm-hmm.
Over 40 years. I think it was over 42 or 45, but for sure over 40 years.
One of the two.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. We'll say 42.
Now, it's in Studio City, and they resided there for almost an entire lifetime together. So they recently passed away, and the parents, the kids sold the home, and now it was kind of up in the air who was going to buy it. Is it going to get demolished?
Right.
But Lance Bass. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, one of the NSYNC boys.
Guys. To the rescue.
Well, and that's nice of him.
He made an offer, and he says that he's going to remodel it. I mean.
Oh, don't
inside,
do that.
No. The inside, make it like the Brady Bunch stage.
Okay.
Yeah. The way it looked on
the
TV.
Way it looked, exactly.
Because
okay.
No one really knows if that's exactly how it looked inside, you know?
Yeah.
But the home on the outside, because the show was shot on a soundstage studio location.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, anyways.
And you would know. You're in that industry, so.
I would know. Yeah. They're very cold, okay?
Oh, okay.
Very cold. But now, what's going on with the Royals, Chameleon?
The what? I'm sorry, what did you call them?
The Royals.
The Royals.
Well, I'll tell you what's going on,
because
clearly you don't know. Well, it involves a lot of family drama. I really feel bad for Meghan Markle.
That's...
Yeah.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
All right, uh-huh. I get it now.
Now, the stepsister, Samantha Markle,
okay,
tweeted that Meghan Markle is, quote unquote, Cruella de Vil, because she apparently, Meghan didn't call her dad.
Okay.
Well, for his birthday, but her dad has been speaking to the press about his own daughter, kind of. Anyways.
A lot of drama. Needs to be on a television show, I think, right?
Yeah, I feel bad for her.
Yeah.
Really. I just wanted to lightly touch base on this because Meghan is not the only one who has an evil stepsister.
Right.
So I feel her pain. I feel her pain, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really do.
That's crazy.
But now, Chameleon.
Yes. Yes, my dear.
Are you still?
I'm still with it.
Okay. All right. Ever heard of Lick You to Death?
Yeah, that was my stage name back in the day, actually, believe it or not.
Welcome.
It's a different story. That's right. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Well, a man in Wisconsin has had his legs and arms amputated after his dog licked a wound he had and led to a rare blood infection known as...
Here it is. Here it comes.
Wish me luck.
All right. Come on, people.
Capnocytophaga canimorsis.
What?
Yeah. So it's a bacteria found in dogs that can cause sepsis, which means your own tissue begins to break itself down in order to rid itself of the pathogen.
Okay.
So, you know, it kind of starts like a really violent detox. You get it?
Yeah. I picture it.
Not good.
Jeez.
Not good.
Not good at all.
But I really feel for this guy. However, don't feel too bad.
How's the dog, by the way? Is the dog okay? Most importantly,
let's find that
we
out.
We all are like dog lovers and animal lovers in the end.
But is the doggy okay?
You know, my mom just died, but I got this dog. You know, and then all of a sudden you're okay. You're happy now. Everything's okay. Nah, I'm just teasing.
No, but he has said that his family has said on behalf of him that he says, you know, he didn't make it this far to feel sorry for himself and ask a question like, why me?
Right.
So, you know
what?
That's
good for him.
Yeah. I hope he's a real champ, and I hope that maybe this can help someone else. Hey, you know, if you got a wound, maybe don't let your dog lick that wound. And if he just did, he or she just did, rub some alcohol right now.
It's kind of weird because there was a time where I think somebody got stuck in the mountain or something like that, cliff diving or jumping off cliffs or whatever they're doing, all that exciting good stuff. But they go and they basically kind of get stuck for like a few days and with their dog or something like that. But the dog was licking his wound and actually helped kill the bacteria. So there's a good and bad sometimes, I feel. Like the dogs have that ability to like heal you if you're, you know. And but in this case, the I think the dog was probably in worse bad shape than him because it gave him
maybe it was the dog.
Maybe it was. You never know. Hey, let's go, Smithers. Let's get that dog on the line here. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, anyways, it just quickly it reminded me of Monster Inside Me, which is a TV show on Animal Planet. Check your local listings.
All right, I will do that.
No, yeah, it's really crazy stuff. So this should be on an episode for sure. Now, speaking of dogs, it's kind of sad. Okay. Animal shelters all across California are overcrowded due to the devastating fires in LA. So, you guys, over 220 animals will be euthanized. But there's still hope, so please donate, foster, or the biggest help of all, adopt. So, please.
Please adopt. Yeah, I mean, even if you don't have any room for it, we understand you don't. Just buy them anyways. And then you can, you know, put them on the, what do they call the black market out there?
No, I'm just kidding.
Chameleon. Don't do that.
No, but
you can definitely keep them. And then, you know, it's a tax write-off. Get a little side business.
There you go, you guys.
Like, hey, I'm storing dogs here in my space. I can get a tax write-off of that. Yeah, make it a business.
Ooh, let the dogs out.
Cha-ching, cha-ching.
Yeah, but if anyone can just please do something.
Yeah, please do something.
About it.
Yeah.
Or volunteer, anything.
Sad news.
Well, I got to do this, Chameleon.
All right. Just get it out there. Right. Let's. I guess this should be
The last sad news about animals, all right? The recent death of a well calf has begged the question if humans should intervene in natural wildlife or let nature run its course. Listen, Chameleon.
What?
Now, if you haven't heard, because I know that you live under a rock, Chameleon.
I do, proudly.
There is an orca well mother that has gone viral in the last few days for carrying her dead calf for 10 days throughout
That's
the Pacific.
Impressive.
That's Yes, it is.
Wow.
Throughout the Pacific Northwest, okay? She's not letting go like Rose Dawson.
Oh, boy.
Now, the orca's name is J35. They have names because when scientists track them down, you know.
Of course, yeah. Okay. Everything has to be a number with them. It's J-A-L-M-O-P. Yeah, it just had to.
But the family of the orca has begun to help carry the calf, and they've gathered around like something you would see at some burial, which is really interesting. Now, scientists already have an idea of why this is happening because they believe it's the lack of Chinook salmon.
Chinook salmon. What'd you call me? Did you just call me a Chinook?
These southern resident killer whales only eat Chinook salmon. Don't make me say that.
Okay. All right.
This is happening because of climate change and overfishing because that's the kind of salmon that people like to eat, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So the area is rich in other types of salmon, but they only eat this particular kind. And they are starving. I mean, they'll starve. That's how unique this salmon is.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is interesting.
The salmon is just their main source of food. So now there's another calf that's about 4 years old. Small, malnourished, at risk of dying. And the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is planning on an intervention to help feed it and provide medication and all that. It's just like the director of Raincoast Conservation Foundation said, their predicament is a reflection of our choices. So for those people that maybe think, oh, let nature run its course, well, not so fast because they wouldn't be in this predicament
right.
if it wasn't for man-made disasters and impact of what we, you know, what we do on a daily basis and how this impacts the ecosystem. So, you know, you can't really just say, oh, just it's nature, it's wildlife. Not really.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, no, I feel you.
I mean, Just wanted to get that out. It's very dear to me.
Well, most important news of the day. No, I'm just kidding. That is very important, I'm telling you. But
thanks for telling
me. I bought a drone, and I just got to say...
Oh, no.
Yeah, I recently bought a drone. I can't tell you the model number or anything like that, but just bought it online.
Why is it a
and,
secret?
And came from China. And,
oh, good luck with that.
But the way that the demonstration, I was on Facebook, and I was kind of looking at some, you know how like you get those advertisements, and they're like, shop now, and they have these cool like inventions and these cool like technology things. So I was able to click on it. I was like, yes, but I don't go within the app. Don't do that, you know. So you always kind of like just check out what the actual website is, copy it, and put it on your actual, going on your computer. But don't do it through your phone, through the Facebook app. That's how everything's kind of just tracked and so forth, you know, Messenger and all that. Uh-huh. But aside from that, I was able to buy this drone, and from the video, it looked big, and it was like, oh, yeah, I can be able to do this and that. And then when I got it, it came like literally a month later. It was like a long time because it came from China, but it took a while. But when I finally got it, I looked at it, and it was the size – get this.
What?
The size of this pimple on my face. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
It was really so small. And it was like, I'm telling you, you know, I put this drone like next to, you know, let's say my wanger, all right?
Oh, okay.
And if I had my wanger and this drone, the wanger would win. It was so small. It was just like, so anyways, I was able to figure it out and get it drawn. And it's a cool, you know, gadget, but I was thinking maybe bringing it up to the studios next week. Yep. To try to like drone it out. But I don't know. We're going to have to ask permission, but we got to see if that we can be able to do that. That would be pretty cool.
You're just trouble, chameleon.
I'm just trouble all over the place. I mean, we got to have some fun here, you know?
That thing is going to be buzzing around.
Buzzing around, taking some live video shots. I don't know, but we'll
figure
it out.
You know what? I would like to see some type of camera attached to a package. I mean, the journey that these packages go through from, like you said, from China across the world, it's fascinating when
it
I
is.
Think about it. Like, this packet came from China or Nigeria or wherever. I mean, it's really fascinating.
It is. And what's fascinating is that you can be able to kind of just see the world out there.
Makes me want to be a package.
Be a package, yeah. Well, now drones are carrying package. I mean, I think UPS is or FedEx is doing
That's
it.
That's right. That's what Amazon wants to do.
Yeah, Amazon's going to take over with that too. It's
you
crazy.
That latest book, and it'll be on your doorstep in like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, not that quick, but...
Right.
They're not that awesome yet.
Exactly.
Well, strange theory.
Strange theory?
That's right. Strange theory segment. Now... strange theory.
Strange
coming
theory.
At you.
No theaters near you. Near you.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah.
And a theater's near you.
Well, speaking of drones... the latest drone attack on the Venezuelan president.
What? Are
now,
you kidding me?
You can catch this video online. Just Google it. Now, he survived. The president survived.
Oh, whew.
But now notice, if you watch the video, notice how no one really tries to save him when it actually happened.
Weird.
Everyone, he didn't even try to like save his wife. It's like he cares more about his speech. And, like, his wife can save herself.
When you're thinking, you know, and you got that moment and you kind of, like, you know, you don't want to be interrupted because you're on a roll. I mean, seriously, shots can be fired all different directions or whatever is happening. He's like, all right, that's cool. Hold on, let me finish this thought real quick. In the election of, you know, and you kind of move on, you know, it's kind of funny. So he was in that moment, you know, that's understandable.
Yeah, well, anyways, I mean, it's... okay, here's my strange theory on this.
All right.
He claims that Colombia... and the far right wing, or was it the left wing?
The left wing. Mm-hmm.
Whatever. He claims they were behind his attack. Okay?
Okay.
Colombia has denied this. They're like, what the hell? No, we don't even know you. Like, what? I was with my kids yesterday playing.
Right.
No. This is my strange theory.
Okay.
I think...
I'm still waiting on the strange theory.
I'm building up for it, baby.
Okay, yeah, lay it on all me.
Okay, I think... he did it on himself.
You think...
I theorize this attack... he just orchestrated this whole thing, and he wants to put the finger on someone else and say that someone else attacked him. Because let me tell you, who would want to try to kill someone with this little... If you hear the bullets, oh my gosh, my BB gun can shoot louder bullets than that.
Okay.
I don't know, it's just like, beep, 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 beep.
I want to see that. That would be great. Yeah.
Watch the video, you guys. I mean, really, this is just... I don't buy this.
Wow. That's crazy.
Strange theory.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. It's out there.
It's out there. No, that's... Well, I mean, you never know. I mean, it could be something related to that. I mean, shots fired from a distance, and then it's just, like, minuscule. You can barely hear it. Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, yeah.
Well, on to chameleon news here that I like to call. As you heard, this is national news. National.
What's national?
It's throughout the entire nation. All right?
No, I know what that is.
Well, anyways. All right. Well, you asked me, and then I like to break things down. But
I just wanted to make sure if you know what that meant.
I do. Yeah. Okay. I do. Anyways, the man is thrown out of a train for having a seizure. Did you hear about this? It's pretty sad because, you know, things could happen in that sense, like where this gentleman is seizuring. Me naturally would help him. I don't know about any mouth to mouth, but I mean, I can, you know, I will definitely, you know, do some pumping or do something to try to, you know, help this guy out. Oh, you know, what do they say? Toss him to the side. Well,
toss him to the side.
Well, you got to roll him over to the side so they don't choke on their tongue or something, you know, in that nature. So when someone's seizuring, that's the proper way to do it. But in this case, this soup man decides to just toss him out the train.
Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
Just throw him out. This happened at the Wardlow, let me say that one more time, the Wardlow Metro Station in Long Beach. It happened on the Metro Blue Line from all colors.
Had to be blue. Jeez. An omen.
Yeah, if you guys check out this video, it's crazy. Check it out, strangechameleonshow.com. As you clearly see this man, like, in a suit, drag a black male off the train and onto a loading zone. Now, you're taking the loading zone in a whole different aspect right here when you just kind of toss him out. So he just tossed his things. He was just, you know.
He dragged him out.
Yeah, he just basically dragged him out, all because he just wanted to help himself along with other people to get to their destination on time. He didn't have time for all the in between, you know, like someone's seizuring, someone needs help. I don't have time for that.
Yeah. Well, but the SKS producers, yeah. Okay, this guy, he's wanted. This white man in a suit, which is pretty general.
Yeah.
But the SKS producers were able to track the suit man down for some of our own questioning. Okay? The authorities and the media trying to locate this guy, but we have him on the line.
Come on. Are you kidding me?
We tracked him down.
We got Smithers. Smithers, go ahead and get him on the line. Let's talk to this.
Put him on. Put him on. All right. Hello? Hello, Mr. Suitman.
Hello.
Okay. Well, Mr. Suitman, what the heck happened?
There was a black man had a seizure. I believe he had too much to drink. And there were drugs in his system.
Drugs in his system? How in the world would you even know that there are drugs in his system?
I'm a doctor.
You're a doctor?
Yes, I'm a dentist. Why are you laughing?
Well, I'm sorry, but I still don't know what in the world you were thinking.
Well, I was thinking of myself, clearly, and others who were in a rush that day.
Okay.
I just didn't have the time to help him through.
Okay. You didn't have the time?
I was going to check his blood. I was going to check his teeth. His vitals. His blood. Which I assure you was going to be well over the legal limit.
No, you don't know that. You're assuming this because he's black. Isn't that correct?
Next question, please.
All right. Well, you know what?
Next question, please.
Okay. What meeting did you have to go to that was so damn important?
It was actually for your information. It was the Negro program for at-risk black youth.
Oh, yeah, right. That's nice of you.
Well, thank you.
No, it's...
I always like to give back to the black community.
You know what? Whatever.
But that's exactly where I was going.
No, what if this happened to you? Wouldn't you want someone to help you out?
Next question, please.
No. What if you had a seizure? You wouldn't want someone to help you? I mean, what kind of heartless person? Hello? All right, you know what? We gotta go. I don't know what the heck happened to him.
We don't have time for this.
We don't have time for this. I don't know if he croaked. We don't have time for this. Okay, anyways, moving on.
Point of this story here is, come on, if someone's in need and needs help, help him out.
Yeah, help him out for sure. But now there is some time since we have been talking about the weather.
That's true.
Okay, we have some time to go get ahead.
We got a forecast. We got our predictions of what's happening out there. For you.
We got a special, special weather thing. All right.
Ah! Okay, este es el tiempo, cómo va a estar caliente. Lunes, martes, miércoles, jueves, viernes, sábado. Esto está temeroso. Cuiden mucho sus mascotas que siempre ven por ustedes. De los de la tercera edad, también mantengan en lugares frescos. No se olviden ponerle agüita a los animalitos. Y mucho, mucho cariño para ellos. Ok, esta es la chiquitina del tiempo. Los quiero mucho. No se olviden cerrar bien sus puertas. I love you. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.
Right, bye-bye.
Okay, we hope you guys got that.
What a sweet lady.
What a sweet lady. We hope
did you get all that,
that,
though? I got all that. Okay, good.
Yeah. All right, for good. Sure. I mean, how could you not?
All right.
Yeah. All right. That's the weather forecast.
Wow. Interesting.
Well, here's someone that might need a chance.
Well, there's this guy. He's been kind of following us around and always asking for a chance. His name's Jimmy. Jimmy Jantz. And he just needs a chance. He's just trying to get his music out there. He's a musician. He's just trying to get, you know, what he feels is right. And most people don't give him a chance, but we do here on the Strange Chameleon Show. So we were thinking maybe we'll kind of give him a chance here before we end on our show.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah. So let's bring him in here in the studio.
All right,
Jimmy.
All right, Jimmy Jantz.
Jimmy Jantz, what's going on?
30 seconds to prove yourself. You got 30 seconds to prove yourself.
Oh, thank you.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
All right, so tell us about this latest song you wrote.
This song, someone draw my heart, dog.
Oh, no.
My hot dog fell on the floor.
Oh, man.
And I just don't know why. Don't know why.
All right, we're just going to go ahead and play it.
You know what? Thank you.
All right.
I appreciate this opportunity.
All right. Let's go ahead and do it.
It's called Where's My Hot Dog? I'm planning on having a music video as well. In a couple weeks, it'll be out there. Don't you worry.
All right.
1, 2, 3, 4. I love the way it it smells. You can't take this from me, not even the cartel. Don't forget the horseradish. I'm going to see a movie starring Tiffany Haddish. Slap on a handful of cabbage. I don't mind all that baggage. I like mine a little blackish. I heard once you go black, it will always come backish. I can't wait to have a taste. I won't let one crumb go to waste.
Oh.
When the lady put it in my hand, I don't understand what had happened. Where's my hot dog? It fell on the floor. Who's this hot bride? She put it on the floor. I need Jean-Claude Van Damme on the floor. Where's my
All right, Jimmy, thanks for that. We're going to have to stop from there.
Bye-bye. Now, before we go, I want to give a shout-out to alltherealparts.com, a blog about everything real that matters. Thank you, Caitlin, for allowing me a corner to write on. Now, you can check out my latest blog under the column Mariella Talks. Please check out MPTF as well. That's the Motion Picture Television Fund. Learn how you can give back to the retired talent behind your favorite TV shows, blockbuster films. To learn more, check out mptf.com.
Yeah, all of that. Well, thank you for all listening to The Strange Chameleon Show. And remember, if you pass out without your pants on, jam on!
Have a strange night and have strange dreams. Check us out, strangechameleonshow.com.
Come.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.